lovelies. This is 5 Minute Manifesting, and I'm your host, Lovey Brown. Thank you so much for listening. I am thrilled that you're here with me. And today I want to talk to you about manifesting exactly what you want. So I want to just go into this by saying that sometimes when people come to manifesting, deliberate manifesting, right? We're all manifesting all of the time. That's what I believe. And some people are doing it naturally. And some people through the course of their life somehow have developed beliefs that lead them to naturally get more of the things that they want. And some of us have developed beliefs where we don't get exactly what we want. And so I was a person who had kind of developed a belief over the course of my life, I'm not exactly sure how it happened, that I never really got exactly what I wanted. Or, I mean, sometimes I got close to what I wanted, but never exactly what I wanted. And I also developed a belief that, like, other people got what I wanted, or that it was just maybe out of my reach. And so that's really one of the things that led me to seek out learning how deliberate manifesting work, deliberate creation, reality creation, whatever you want to call it, worked. Because I wanted to get what I wanted, and I wasn't getting it. And so whatever it is you're manifesting, a lot of us come to this way, whether it's a specific person or money or a certain job or certain grades, whatever it is you're manifesting, a lot of us come to deliberate creation to learn how to do it because we're not getting exactly what we want. And so I just want to say up front that my intention for you is for you to get exactly what you want, for you to learn how to do this process, learn how to activate this in your life so that you become a person who gets what you want. And so, and I'm going to talk about something today to help you get there that's pretty simple, but sometimes in its simplicity, it's something that we can overlook. So I want to really make sure that you're learning how to do this really kind of simple step. And that step is, I'm just going to say it here, is developing a belief that you can get what you want. And so even for a little while after I learned about manifesting and I learned about deliberate creation and selecting my reality and selecting my where I am and what I want, I still had this belief that I don't get what I want. And that belief really kind of stood in my way even when I was manifesting. And so I have this story from when I was a kid. I mean, so this belief is something I've had with me for a long time. I've since shifted it. But every once in a while, I mean, like, because I've had it for so long, I'll find myself thinking in a way that isn't the way I want to think. And so I want you to really be conscious of, like, oh, wait, I don't want to think that way. I'm a person who gets exactly what I want. And so I want you to say that about yourself. Say it with me. I'm a person who gets exactly what I want. So when I was a kid, I was at a piano recital, and the piano teacher was giving out gifts to the students, the kids, and she gave me a gift, and I was very excited about it. And then she said, oh, wait. And she took it back and she gave it to my friend. And then she gave me a different gift. And when we opened them, my friend had gotten a pink music note pen and I had gotten a yellow one. Now, pink is my favorite color. At that time, I really disliked yellow. I like yellow more now than I did then. But at that point in time, I really disliked yellow. I loved pink. Pink was my favorite color. And my friend had gotten the pink one, and she was so excited about it. But it was the exact one that I wanted. And in that, it doesn't stem from that moment. I mean, I'm sure I had developed, like, right, I manifested the yellow one, not the pink one. So I'm sure I had developed this belief even before then. But somehow I had developed it. And I had to deliberately work on changing this belief that I did not get what I wanted. That I did not get exactly what I wanted, even if I got close to something I wanted. It wasn't exactly what I wanted. And so I really worked on changing this belief, but I didn't work on changing it until after I had learned how to manifest for a little bit. And so sometimes I still find myself, like, falling back to, like, oh, well, this is close enough. And I really want to encourage you this week to pay attention to your thoughts about small things and getting exactly what you want. Now, that doesn't mean I want you to go out into your 3D reality, and if something is not just so-so, that you really, like, complain or talk to the people around you and try to get things changed or try to make a hassle for yourself or make a hassle for other people. That's not what I'm saying at all. I just want you to pay attention when you're not getting exactly what you want in a situation, any situation in life, and then pay attention to your thoughts and what you are thinking. Pay attention to your internal world. And if you notice that you're thinking like, oh, well, of course, this is just how it is, then shift that internally and maybe even try an affirmation in those moments that's something like, I always get exactly what I want. And despite what's happening, despite the circumstances, right? Neville Goddard says to defy your senses. So in that moment, defy your senses and tell yourself, I always get exactly what I want. And just try to shift that thought kind of like in a broader way, not having, you know, not dealing with exactly what you're manifesting in the big picture, but just in those small moments when you're just going throughout your week. Just notice when you feel like you're not getting exactly what you want, or even if you are, and just say that to yourself, I always get exactly what I want. So thank you so much for listening. I am thrilled that you're here, and may you manifest exactly what you want.